This is Dairy Radio Now.
On our Policy Thursday, we get an update on the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, or CFAP, and what's been paid out to dairy farmers. Sandy Chalmers is Executive Director of Wisconsin's Farm Service Agency.
It's kind of interesting to look at the national picture on how the assistance has gone out across the country. FSA has made $7 billion in payments under this program to 522,000 producers. The top five states are Iowa, Nebraska, Minnesota, Texas, and Wisconsin. Breaking out the payments by commodity, I think, also gives you a good picture and understanding of where the deepest losses have been and where this program starts to kind of fill in and soften the blow of COVID. Payments on cattle by far are the highest category of payment with $3 billion. So about half the assistance so far has gone to payments on cattle. Second is milk, $1.3 billion nationally. And again, nationally, about 20% of all payments have been on milk. Third is corn with $1.25 billion, and then hogs at $442 million. And rounding out that top five is soybeans at $356 million. Now, when you look at dairy specifically, Wisconsin leads the nation in dairy payments with about $263 million. And that's followed by California at $196 million, New York, $128 million, Minnesota, big dairy state, $82 million, and Pennsylvania at $80 million. So that kind of gives you a picture of how the money has gone out across the country.
Comments from Sandy Chalmers, Executive Director with USDA's Wisconsin Farm Service Agency, but she says the assistance that's been paid out is a factored payment, and really only 80% has been paid out.
And one of the common questions we've been getting lately from our producers is, what about the remaining 20%? When are we going to see that? Will we see it? And USDA wanted to make sure that everybody got a payment, and there was a limited pot of money. So the decision was to pay the 80% up front and then see how it goes and make a decision about the remaining 20%. Well, the big news announced by Secretary Perdue is that we will be making the remaining 20% payment, and we'll be signing those payments early next week, Monday or Tuesday. So knowing that, give that 3 days or so, and those payments will be hitting producer bank accounts. And I know we got very, very strong feedback on this program from dairy producers, what a relief it was to get that assistance, especially in early to mid-June, you know, when a lot of the assistance was paid out here. And I know that there's still a lot of stress out there, and this additional assistance will be very welcome.
She also says the deadline to apply for assistance has also been extended to September 11th.
That gives us a little bit more time to get applications in. This summer seems like it's been extremely busy with haying and, you know, silage coming quickly. I really urge our dairy producers, if you have not applied for this program, please do so. Please make it a point. There's been great word of mouth on this program, but we're seeing meaningful and I would say significant assistance going out to our dairy producers on this program. So, you know, as you're having your conversations with your neighboring dairy families, you might ask them, have you applied and have you signed and returned your application to your FSA office? If you're getting calls or emails or letters from your FSA office, it's most likely because there's either money on the table for you that we want you to know about, or we're trying to save you money and keep you eligible for our program. So please respond to us. We're going to keep reaching out until you do. But I really want to convey a sense of urgency here because we have some really critical deadlines coming up on both acreage reporting and the CFAP program.
Comments from Sandy Chalmers, Executive Director with USDA's Wisconsin Farm Service Agency. And I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.